love that song. It always makes me wiggle and jiggle and bounce and feel good. But it's kind of weird to hear somebody say, I want to be like Ginger Lynn. I don't know. There's some days that I don't think that you'd want to be like me. I spent most of my morning in court.
Oh, is that what you did today?
That's what I did today.
Oh.
Yeah, and it wasn't even me. I have a teenager. Let's just put it that way. And they frown upon...
So the teenager was doing teenager things.
They frown upon going 91 in a 55 on your fifth day of getting your driver's license.
Yeah. Where was he driving?
He was on the freeway, and he just...
Was he like in the valley, or was he like on
the valley.
PCH or something?
No, he was in the valley, and he was trying... There was a long line. He had his exit. And so he thought that everybody was going too slow, so he tried to go around everybody in the exit and speed it up to 91 to cut somebody off to get in.
Yeah, that's going to get him in trouble.
So some days, you know what? You don't want to be like Ginger Lynn, but today, it's a whole different time of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're listening to Blame It on Ginger with me, Ginger Lynn, and...
Kelly Shabari.
And...
Stevie,
we are talking about one. Do you have any tickets? Are you like a speeder? Do you get in trouble?
I got a ticket, about a year ago in Malibu.
Yeah, that's where I got my ticket, like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, I was going like 65.
Malibu, like PCH is extremely like strict when it comes to speeding. Like if
are
you're doing
really?
5 miles over the speed limit, they'll pull you over. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was rushing because I had
That's good to know. But it's so hard not to go fast, especially it's so beautiful. You've got the ocean there and all the cars and the mountain on the one side.
I think that's what it is too many people are looking at the ocean that they want to make sure that everybody's driving the speed limit.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And it's also like most of PCH is like a 2-lane highway. So it's not like you can kind of get around anybody. Yeah.
How fast were you going?
I was only going like 7 miles over the speed limit.
Yeah, it's not much.
And how much was the ticket?
I don't remember.
It was like $300.
Because I got it dismissed, so I don't remember how much the ticket was.
It's expensive.
It was $200 or $300.
Yeah.
And then they charge you all these fees. There was this woman up there she got charged. It was $500 for whatever she did. And then another thing for the charge for this and that. And she's like, I don't have a job. I don't have any money. I can't pay this. She's arguing with the judge when he finds her.
Mm.
And I'm just thinking, oh my God.
Don't argue with the judge, man. Just say whatever.
Yeah, but she's on Social Security.
Just say I'm sorry.
Yeah, she had no money. There was a girl that was in trouble for littering.
Jaywalking and littering.
The same day that my case got dismissed, there were people who were like had their dogs off leash, which is apparently like another big thing. So
my first one was for going 80, and I got it in Gilroy. Mm. And if you're going,
drove through Gilroy yesterday.
Oh, the garlic
kettle. Yeah, because I was doing that Steak and BJ workshop up in San Jose.
How'd that go?
Sold out.
Yay!
Standing room only. The place was fantastic. It's a lingerie shop up in San Jose called Curvy Girl. It's only the second plus size lingerie store in the entire country. The other one's in Philly. So it's the only one definitely on this side of the country.
There are only 2 plus size lingerie stores in the entire country.
There's a lot of lingerie stores that have plus size sections, but they're usually pretty kind of like small.
Right.
These two stores, they're not related. They're two completely separate independent stores from each other, but they both only carry stuff for plus size people. And then they have like novelties and stuff like that too.
Right.
Like toys and stuff.
But they're dedicated. That's a business to go into.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there's a market for that.
Yeah. So you talked about steak and blowjobs at the seminar.
Yes. Steak and blowjob day is this Friday, y'all. If you don't know, now you know. Valentine's Day is February 14th. And the only right thing to do is to wait a month. And then on March 14th, reciprocate. You know, after you spent like an entire month going, did he give me a good enough Valentine's Day present? Did he like pamper me enough? Does he deserve steak and a blowjob? And it really is just that simple. It's, you know, because that's like the running joke, right? Like girls are like, they all want like communication and they want cuddling and they want flowers and jewelry and chocolate and like all this stuff.
Right.
And all guys want is a beer and a blowjob and maybe a steak.
Yep.
And to be left alone.
You know what? You're absolutely right. I've been doing that for Nick like for the last 3-4 days in a row. So I'm thinking if I stop on Steak and BJ Day, he'll probably wonder what the hell's going on.
Yeah, it's like a reverse steak and blowjob. Yeah. It's like no steak, no BJ.
No, I think I'm just going to keep... I'm on a roll here. Yeah. I'm on a cocksucking roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to keep it going.
So it was a good class. It was like we actually talked... You know, a lot of the sex ed workshops are really just about technique. But I was like, you know what? This is such a silly holiday. Because it's obviously not a Hallmark holiday. I mean, Hallmark is never going to like endorse adding BJ to like their Hallmark cards. So
steak and Hummer Day.
Yeah, steak and yeah, BJ something stands for something else. banana juice. I don't know. That still sounds pervy. So because it's not a Hallmark holiday, it's really just kind of like a social media holiday. It's like hashtag steak and BJ day all week long on Twitter and on Facebook. And there's like 8 or 9 like different sites that all say that they're official Steak and BJ Day websites. And they've been around for like 10 years. And they actually do like a countdown timer on their websites. It's really cool. But a lot of the sex ed workshops in like the adult stores tend to just be about techniques. So it's kind of fun, but it's still kind of dry, you know?
Right.
And so I was like, this is a silly little holiday that just celebrates like, you know, hey, girls, take care of your dudes.
Yeah, which you should on a regular basis.
Well, yeah, and it's not really just girls taking care of the dudes. Dudes can take care of their other dudes, too.
Exactly.
You know, if you're in a gay relationship or a bi relationship, you're completely allowed to celebrate Steak and BJ Day as well, as are women who pack.
Pack?
Yeah, like they wear strap-ons.
Oh, okay. That's called packing.
If you're not like, you know, having like an erection, like a straight dildo sticking out, you can actually have the feeling. You can get like a soft dildo and wear it in your pants. So it's called packing because it feels like you have a testicle and balls, a testicle and a wiener.
And a wiener. Will you write that down? I have the perfect dildo for that I got at Susie's Delights. Mm.
And yeah, they're called packing dildos.
Packing dildos.
Packing. That's like putting into a box.
Packing. Like you would pack it. I'm going to try packing tomorrow. Now, do I have to have a? Is there one that it's made for that, or can I?
Yeah, there are packing dildos that look like little soft. Like it looks. They're like soft. They're not hard. They're not meant for penetration.
This is soft, but I mean, but how does it stay in?
You wear it either with a harness, or you just leave it in like your.
In my jeans.
In your BVDs.
Okay, so I need to bring home the harness is here. I just need to bring in my purple soft dick tomorrow.
Okay.
But not just the packing, but if you are in a relationship where there is like,
More than the manly.
Yeah, male identified or female identified. Right. So if you have that kind of relationship, then yeah, you can absolutely have, you can give a blowjob to a dildo. I mean, it's a lot of it's psychological.
Give a blowjob to a dildo.
If you're in a girl,
psychological.
If you're in a relationship.
If you don't have a bio penis.
Got it.
Right?
Okay.
But you are in a relationship with a woman.
Wouldn't you just want to lick her pussy though?
Yeah, but it's steak and blowjob day.
It's not even just that. It's like I have lesbian friends where one is the masculine half of that relationship and they wear a dildo. And they're like, yeah, I want you to suck my cock.
Oh, got it. Okay.
No, I mean, there is that. It's part of the psychology of the relationship. Okay. That turns them on. So it doesn't have to have testicles that produce white gooey stuff, you know?
And there are dildos that
also squirt, but I think those are more like gag gifts.
I would put chocolate in it or something really good.
So it really doesn't matter whether you're cisgendered or not. I think that you could still celebrate Steak and BJ Day. So the class was half about talking about how to cook a good steak.
How do you do that?
Oh, really?
Well, it was a 2.5-hour workshop. I'm not really going to start getting into it now because then that's the entire show.
Did you demonstrate?
You shouldn't cook inside a lingerie store because otherwise then all your lingerie smells like steak.
Like steak. That's probably.
And they're like, people come in like 2 weeks later and go, oh, this is a really nice pink frilly negligee.
It smells like
sniff,
cow.
Sniff, sniff. Why does it smell like garlic?
It attracts men.
And, so we talked about, like, you know, steak preparation, how to pick a good cut of meat and how to prepare it and how to, you know, like sauces to serve them, like wine and beer pairings. And then the second half was talking about blowjobs and everybody got involved with their own little tidbits. It was a great workshop.
How fun.
Yeah, I like workshops where it's not just one person standing and everybody just sits and listens. I like everybody to contribute because everybody has their own, like, little trick that they know that I don't know all of the methods.
Did you learn some new things?
It's less about learning new things and knowing more about like how other couples have their blowjob experience.
Because
not every blowjob is the same. So just even hearing from other people say, oh, my guy likes it like this, or oh, my guy doesn't like it like that. Just conversation
different.
Alone goes, oh, wow, that's cool. You know?
And I also give my man different kinds of blowjobs.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got my style, I've got my technique down, but I told the story yesterday, but I'll just run over it quickly with you. We went hiking, and we were out in the middle of nowhere.
Where, like Runyon or something?
No, closer to where I live.
Oh, okay.
Right behind my house. And we went about, 5 minutes off the trail, found a little spot, put a little thing down, and it was the most sensual, amazing,
outdoor
blowjob. And it was one of those where
yesterday was really warm, too.
The trees were moving behind his head, and so the light on his dick, it was just perfect. And the slobber coming off of my
tongue.
It was just, and there was something about the breeze and being outside. I forgot it's been so long since I've sucked a dick outside. I don't remember the last time. I mean, I do. It was on the beach in Santa Monica. But
was it with Nick?
Yes. And then before that, we were on the park bench in Santa Monica. Yeah, I've sucked a lot of Nick's dick in Santa Monica. So it's more about how each couple interacts and has their own style. Now, do you have any other events coming up?
I will actually, it's going to be a couple weeks, but I will be at Exotica in Atlantic City in mid-April.
Now, where do people know what you're doing? And if they're a big Kelly Shibari fan, they should know anyway, but do they follow you on Twitter?
Yeah, Twitter, Facebook, that's usually like the two easiest ways. But if you are not on social media or you not really care about social media, I have Kelly Shibari XXX, which is a free site that people can go to that, like whenever I have a new DVD or an appearance that I'm doing or whatever that goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it's kind of your homepage that everybody can get any information
if you're not.
Yeah,
and it's absolutely free. I used to have a membership site, but I just don't have the interest. And I hate to use that word, but to do four scenes a month and then do all the editing and putting it up on a site and monitoring the traffic and handling all the payments. And it just stopped being, it became a lot of work and less like, oh, I'm having a lot of fun having sex. So
I get that. When I still look at naked girls all the time. I love naked girls. And I shoot them for my website for gingerlandauctions.com all the time. And I've gotten to the point now where if I'm looking through a magazine and the swimsuit edition just came out, it was 50 years of swimsuit models. And I'm looking through it at these amazingly drop dead gorgeous women. And I'm looking at their poses. I'm not looking at.
You kind of dissect what's there.
I'm missing out on some of the things that I love so much. If I'm in the studio or when I'm with a woman, it's different. But a lot of times, if I see a girl, either I wonder what her pussy looks like, and I think what she would be like to shoot.
Right.
Not with a gun, but with a camera.
Yeah. And I have my stuff on your site.
Yeah, Kelly Shibari. You can get stuff.
You have Kelly Shibari bras and panties and photo sets and stuff on gingerlandauctions.com.
So I do.
If any of you listeners are interested in perving out, not only to my pictures, but maybe getting your hands on some previously worn items, you can just go to gingerlandauctions.com. And is there like a search bar that you like type in Kelly Shibari?
Yep. You just type in Kelly Shibari and you'll come right up.
Awesome.
Do you want to smell me? I really want you to.
I don't even know where you want me to smell you.
My neck or my wrist. Pick a spot.
Your wrist.
Kelly sniffing.
Oh, that
ginger.
Smells so nice. Like what that? Is that?
It's something that
you're dressed like Heidi from the Swiss Alps today.
I was going with a teenager. I'm going to court.
Yeah, you're very girly today.
You
have a very floral scent on. You've got like this, you've got like this green dress. With like a little brown waist cincture. Like it totally, you should be like selling Ricola or something.
Either Ricola or I should have a couple mugs of beer in my hand.
Yes.
I should be serving beer.
Where is my beer?
I am just the worst girlfriend ever today. You can't, I'm so embarrassed. I'm no steak, no blowjob.
I know.
This is called Pure Instinct. And they sent me a bunch of different products.
Oh, and that's a boy and a girl logo.
It's a boy and a girl logo.
It kind of looks like a Nivea tin.
But it does. It's a tiny little blue tin. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I love about it is it's different on everybody. When I smell it in here, it doesn't smell anything like it does.
It smells like piña colada in the tin.
But it doesn't
smell
that way.
On you, it smells really girly and fruity and floral.
Try it on and see what it smells like on you. It's called Pure Instinct.
It'll pull out your...
And they sent me all these little wonderful goodies. Here,
and they'll
Stevie,
be like,
try
why
it.
Do you smell like garlic? Because I love garlic.
Wouldn't it be funny if it came out garlicky?
You have to like leave it on for a little bit?
Yeah, leave it on for a couple minutes and then it'll mix with your own scent.
So it's not really like, remember those mood lipsticks?
Oh yeah, and they turn colors.
Yeah, they used to be like mood. I used to get them all the time
the
in Japan.
Lipsticks?
Yeah, you know, like the mood ring, but you would have mood lipstick.
I didn't know about that.
A tube of chapstick. Like it was like that color.
Right.
You put it on and it would change different shades of
magenta.
Like pink to magenta to red, depending on, I guess, your blood flow or your pH level or whatever it was that the chemistry was about.
That sounds so cool.
It never turned like blue or green, which are like some of the other mood ring colors.
Right. You're pissed off. It's black. Is it changing yet?
No.
I smell like a passion fruit.
Yeah. I still smell fruity.
Give it a little bit.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to wait a little bit.
Yep. Mine's been on for a while.
Maybe after like the next break, we'll do a sniff test.
But I'll show you some of my little goodies later on in the show. I've got some really great things from it.
Awesome.
It's called Pure Instinct. And what it is, it has pheromones in it, and it's supposed to attract.
I'm going to put it on my armpits.
What are you doing?
I'm sticking on my armpits because I had
some extra. Do a lot of people smell your armpits?
No, but I just thought that's where I'll put the extra.
Only Stevie. All right, we've got things to do, things to talk about. It's going to be a great show for you today. We've got all kinds of girls coming in. We've got Angelina Chung. We've got Nina L. We've got Jessica Ryan. We've got grab bags. We've got We've got strip charades. We've got all kinds of naughty things planned for you. We've got 29 of Charlie Sheen's most famous quotes. It's a big day. And starting out right now, I love boobies.
I love my own boobies.
You have.
And I also love going to strip clubs and looking at other people's boobies. I am a big.
Are you a pervy kind of girl?
And I like big boobs. The bigger, the better. But the bigger, the natural, the better. I'm not a big fan of like big fake boobs.
But you love big, giant,
boobs. I just like things that I could put my face in.
They're fun. I love giant boobs, but real. I'm not a fan, in all honesty, of fake boobs.
Well, it's just
in
they're not
general.
Soft for me. Like if they're not soft, then like to me, like yeah, it looks good, you know. But if I can't touch it and feel it and put my face
and
in
play
it,
with
although
them
I will
and
tell you, there are a lot of the plastic surgery these days. Some of the boobs look really good.
Nina Hartley has a really nice set. She's got a really good set of them.
Danica Dillon just got a set of double Ds. It's kind of appropriate because she's DD.
DD.
But they look spectacular.
They did a really good job. Yeah. Did they go in underneath?
I have no idea what they did, but yeah, they look amazing. And like the nipple placement is just right. It's not pointing in two different directions. I mean, it's, you know, there's... And that's one of those things that you find, especially with performers who got implants when they were younger, to fit like whatever the mold is of, oh, I need to be a busty girl.
Right.
And then like 10, 15 years from now, the thing is your body changes. And,
oh,
like,
absolutely.
And you have, like, just because you got implants once when you were 25, you got to do your maintenance and your upkeep. You have to kind of keep going in and get them like redone.
Redone bigger?
Would you ever?
No, not redone bigger. Just your skin on the side of your boobs will get thin.
It'll get ribbing.
Yeah, you get that weird kind of ribbing look when you're like dangling upside down. Like when you see that, you're like, okay, it's time to go in and get things tightened up.
Right.
The thing I've seen that's weird is when women get older and they lose all that fat around it, and then you see the whole implant.
I think that's just a bad implant job.
Well, a lot of women that get fake tits have I call them sticks with tits. They're really skinny girls and they get really big tits.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of girls that do that. And when you don't have any meat on your bones, there's nothing to support. It's just a blob of boob in there.
What are they eating in the booth?
Oh, that's Louie's.
That just looks good.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a donut?
That's from around the corner.
It's like a waffle with Nutella on it. What is that?
What is that thing? It's like a tart. It's a chocolate.
Nina gave us because today is her birthday.
Oh, it's Nina Hartley's birthday today.
It's like you can have a bite if you want.
Yeah, bring it.
Yeah, come on in.
No, like we're talking about like, you know, boobs and stuff, and all of a sudden I see like this like
chocolatey
donut-y looking thing. I mean, even with breast implants, there's different techniques and different price points, I'm sure. Like, you know, you can go to like your local plastic surgery place that doesn't charge as much, and you get what you pay for.
And the ones that I especially don't like are the ones that you can feel the bag and the ripples in the bag.
Yeah. But even just visually, the ones that just look seriously like headlights, right? They're just round.
Yeah.
They look like something from Metropolis, like if you know like that old movie from the 1920s.
I didn't see that one.
It just makes you look like a robot.
Would you ever, Kelly Shibari, get your tits done?
Can you imagine? My boobs are giant and awesome.
I exactly. I'm just wondering.
I don't think I'll ever get my boobs done.
No.
They look pretty good for my age. So I don't think they're going to get any worse until I'm much older.
Much older.
And by then, I don't know if I care.
Mine have gotten better as time has gone on. Mine have gotten bigger. I love my titties. I can't imagine that I would ever get a boob job. I just, you know, even if I lost a bunch of weight and my titties went away, unless they turned into pancakey titties, I can't imagine. I don't do Botox or...
Or any of the other stuff. Yeah.
Injection stuff or whatever, all that stuff. I'm a pure...
I mean, I will admit I've had lipo. Girl. So I've had plastic surgery. I mean, I've had liposuction, but...
I had liposuction after I had my son as well.
But, I don't think I'd ever add anything, especially implants, because my boobs are already big. There are times that I know I need to get back to the gym, not necessarily to lose weight, but to keep certain muscles tight. One of the things that I found was so helpful, because I've always done it, and I just kind of gotten really lax about the past couple of years, is... getting your upper chest muscles, like right above your boob is a muscle that if you work it out enough, will actually pull your
whole boob up. Right. Doing push-ups is great for that. Oh, there you go.
Well, no, you could totally do the, I must increase my bust, but just even the butterfly. But if you can't do that. You can also do the butterfly, butterfly machines.
Now, the butterfly machines, right? Yes.
But that actually
good old-fashioned push-ups will help, too.
Well, that, too. Yeah. Anything that works your upper chest muscles will actually work as almost like suspenders and actually pull your boobs up. And
I need to work on mine. Mine are not moving at all.
Yeah.
I can't get mine to move. Well, we've got all kinds of interesting facts about boobies today. We've got 50 different things that you can do with your breasts. You think that they're just meant for putting in somebody's mouth. That's not true. Your fun bags, your titties, your tatas, your, what else do you call them? What's another name for a titty? Your boobs.
Breasticles.
Your breasticles, your breastises, the girls, whatever you want to call them. We have 50 different things that you can do with your titties. Stevie, can you start us off with something we can do with our titties?
You can massage somebody with your titties.
So I could massage you
absolutely
using my titties.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to come over and massage your back
with your titties.
And see if it feels good or not.
You just want to play with boobs today. That's kind of the thing.
Okay, let's see. Let's turn your back.
Okay, I got to turn this
way. A little bit. Let's turn it so your back is towards me.
Oh, Ginger's turning me around in the chair.
Yeah, because there's a camera there. Because I'm going
to bring
the camera. Breasts in.
Because they're getting closer.
Now don't get scared.
Okay.
It's not going to hurt.
And her breasts
are
pressed on my scapulas in a counterclockwise.
You're so technical. Her boobs are up against my scapula.
Giant breasts.
They're her heaving breasts.
Now, what size are your boobs?
Rolling across my back.
My boobs are 36D right now.
36D?
They've grown quite a bit.
Much to the dismay of probably my listeners, my cup size has gone down.
Uh-oh.
I went and got new bras. Right before I shot the educational video.
Right.
And I found that I am no longer a 42 triple D. I am now a 40 double D.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. I have lost about 25 to 30 pounds since last fall.
You look amazing.
Now be careful because and I've had this conversation with a lot of plus size couples. When you say, when somebody says, oh, I've lost weight, and the response is, you're amazing, then that just implies that I wasn't that amazing before.
No, I said you look amazing.
Right, so I didn't look amazing before.
You always have looked amazing.
Right, so, no, and that's something that I learned because I've always been plus size, but I've learned through all of the research I was doing for the educational video, I've met people who were slender but then gained weight and then lost weight and, or people who were always very big and then they lost weight and they're like, wow, that's something I hadn't even thought about is if you say you've lost weight, you look amazing, you're kind of implying that they didn't look amazing before.
Huh.
Yeah.
Without it being intentional.
Yeah, because it's something that we're just kind of like ingrained to say when somebody says, I've lost weight, and the response is, wow, you do look great.
Well,
right?
I noticed when I was meeting you at a hotel in Burbank, mm-hmm. and I walked up from behind, and I went, that looks like Kelly, but
she's smaller.
She looks a lot smaller.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily that I look better or worse, it's because I'm not on a diet. I'm just... I've just gotten so busy.
Where's that chocolate donut?
Yeah, where's that chocolate donut? Bring
it. We're still waiting on it.
They ate it all. I see it out of the corner of your mouth, like this big chocolate dollop.
There's a gob hanging up for
come
Jim.
Over here, I'll just lick it off. No, it's just, I don't know what happened exactly, but I have lost weight and, you know. Oh my God, raspberry filling and chocolate. This is amazing. Thank you. Would you like a bite?
No, go for it. No, I am dieting right now.
The pastries are flying through. Yes.
There's pastries flying so, everywhere. So no, I never thought of it that way, and it's absolutely
true.
Yeah, and
something that I learned, because I hadn't even thought of it that way either, and then but until I ran into somebody who pointed that out, and I was like, huh,
yeah,
I hadn't thought of it that way, and so now I just, I go, are you happy with that? And then wait until I hear their response.
Right.
And then gauge my response right. based on their response.
It's funny how you can say something and it mean you intend it one way
right.
and it's taken a complete other way. Especially, I'm noticing, I'm emailing and texting a lot more. And somebody will say something and I'll take it in the whole wrong way.
Yeah.
Or I'll write something and read it back and go, oh, that could sound really chic.
No. When I was in high school, the phrase, good for you, for some reason, like completely rubbed me the wrong way. And I think it has something to do with, I had watched a lot of like teen movies or some show where like somebody was really snarky and sarcastic all the time. And so somebody would be like, I got a B. And they'll be like, well, good for you. And so after that, like my entire high school, I had to like relearn that good for you just meant good for you and not, well, good for you.
Yeah, fuck you.
Whatever.
We
yeah.
don't care.
That's kind of like when you go to the South and they're like, well, bless your heart. When they actually mean F you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That one I do know. My mom is from Moultrie, Georgia.
Right.
Yep.
So, yeah, and having lived in South Carolina for a bunch of years, yeah, you get that a lot. And you're like, wow.
Thank you.
How underhanded are you?
Bless you, too. Yeah. And bless you right back. So, Stevie, I just gave you a back massage using my titties. How did that feel to you? Now, you're a gay man. I didn't expose my breasts. I didn't take them out. They weren't directly on you. But that you had to feel the softness. And that's why I pressed them against you. I did the circles with them. I moved them up and down your back. How did it feel to have titties on your back?
They felt really good. They were soft. And it was just like a nice touch. It's very, when I was picturing it in my head as it was happening, it was,
yeah,
it was
interesting. Yeah, I mean, how do you feel? I mean,
how do I feel about what?
Because you usually play with guys.
Well, I mean, so I guess boobs, if a guy wanted to do that, I'm trying to imagine how do I feel is like a boob massage?
Yeah, I mean, are boobs like, you know.
Are they better than testicles? I think so, because they're bigger. So they can really cover more area.
Yeah,
on
but
my
boobs
back.
Aren't hairy.
And good balls aren't hairy either.
Well, yeah.
I don't like that. My balls hairy. Like my balls. I don't want. I like them shaving.
Well, you know, that was actually funny at the workshop because we were talking about blowjobs and
right.
we were talking about. And somebody brought up the topic of hairy balls. And I sat there and I was like, huh, I really haven't played with hairy balls in years. Because everybody in porn shaves their balls.
They do.
I saw some hairy 70 balls Sunday night at a barbecue. We had a jacuzzi party. Mm-hmm. And this guy didn't shave. And it was all cool. It was,
yeah.
I was like, oh,
it was very au naturel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess hairy balls would be okay.
Yeah.
Because.
Would you like hairy balls on the back of your neck? Is that, or your back?
It depends on the guy. If he's, okay. I don't know if he was cute enough. I mean,
if you had hairy balls on the back of your neck or like between your shoulder blades, then that means that his penis is on the back of your head.
That's fine.
That's kind
me.
Of
see
odd.
That would be good.
That's
see,
okay.
And
like
when
you probably want to turn around.
When I was using my titties on Stevie, it was not a sexual thing. Like if I was rubbing my titties on your back, mm-hmm. Kelly, it would have been a sexual thing. But Stevie being Stevie, me
right.
being me. This was completely just a little bit of a boob massage. So there was no there would never be a turn on factor for you with a girl
boobs.
Rubbing her boobs on you.
You just be
there?
Like, ooh, they're no, soft and fun, and that'll be it.
Yeah, it's more of there's like more of a fear factor because Saturday
really
Saturday
are you
night.
Well, oh my God, I wonder if there's like a phobia of breasts. I have to look this
a boob
up.
Hold phobia.
On. My friend got drunk and she was like trying to get me to go to bed with her, and it was like I was like, oh wait a minute, we can't do this. And she was like, just come to bed with me. Come to bed with me.
And you have no desire whatsoever to be with a woman.
No, I went to bed with her because I was waiting for her to go to sleep. And she passed out pretty fast. So I got up immediately and left. But she actually
Well, there we go. There we have it. Stevie never really has done it with a girl, not completely. I'm Ginger Lynn with
Kelly Shavari.
And
Stevie!
You've been listening to Blame It on Ginger. We're not going anywhere, but if you want to listen to the rest of the show, go over to SkidRowStudios.com. We're just too hot for where we are right now. Come on over and play with us. We'll be right back. Ginger Lynn, and I'm a very, very lucky girl. Every single Thursday, I'm going to be bringing you Whores and Horrors with Miss Kelly Nichols. You're going to get inside Kelly. You're going to get to tickle my fancy. Guess what's up Ginger's ass? One of my favorite games. We'll put something up there. Blindfold Kelly. She's going to get down on her hands and knees and eat it out and see if she can guess what's been up in my butt. We've got queer quotes, mystery X-rated 3000 Theater. We've got Gross Out, the horror game, educating Gina, and talking dirty to me, as well as many, many other things. That's Thursday's Whores and Horrors with Ginger Lynn and Kelly Nichols.